gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
Let's praise the day. As you have found Monday, the 21st of April, two-thirds of the way through the month of April, are things getting better weather-wise? I went to the Red Sox game last night, and it was cold. Cold, 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 cold.
But you can
cold.
Take it. You're a big, tough man.
I didn't take it. I left in the seventh inning, and apparently I left too soon.
Big mistake.
What are you, a California fan? Come on.
I'm a fair weather fan. All right, so we have the Monday morning program, the usual things that are happening around the world. And I say the usual because it does look like it's the sort of same old divers pulling bodies from the sunken ferry. The essence of the plane, where is it? It was Easter weekend, so there were some good things that were happening Easter-wise. The Pope had a huge crowd to joyously celebrate Easter. I think today is the last day or last night of the Passover season, et cetera, et cetera. So there are
good
things.
Did you happen to see the news when they were reporting about the Easter service with the Pope?
I did not see that. I read, but I did not see. What is there that I might have seen? Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, along with Biff Mantel, who's going to update us on why I should have stayed at the Red Sox game.
There are many reasons.
Jennifer and her hockey...
depression, you mean? But I'll tell you what they were talking about the Pope.
Yes.
They were saying that he was in too much of a hurry on Easter Sunday because he didn't get to stop and pose for selfies like he did on Palm Sunday.
Really? Who said that?
It was, what was I watching last night? ABC News, I think.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Was there a twist to it? Like, was it a critical piece in a sense?
No. I mean, they were just saying, they were talking about how he didn't have time to pose for selfies and that some of the crowd was disappointed because on Easter Sunday he had time, so he was hanging out with the churchgoers.
Yeah, the churchgoers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sweet. 888.
Just think it's funny the Pope is doing selfies.
302. Well, didn't the president do it with Putin or somebody else? It was in Russia, but I don't think it was with Putin. Who was it? Anybody remember that?
Not Putin.
Nah.
Oh, it was at the funeral, right?
Who was he?
Nelson Mandela's funeral. Mandela. The Danish prime minister,
that's
and I believe the English prime minister.
I got a new name for Putin. It's Pukin Putin.
Aw.
How's that?
You have the stomach flu?
I don't know the other side. I just think our attitude toward him ought to be Pukin. We're Pukin, you Putin. That sounds tough, doesn't it? I'm going to get him, that puking Putin. You know, one of the things that bothers me, the Boston Marathon is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that I'd gone to the Red Sox game. Meredith and I and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend went to the game last night. And we had dinner on Commonwealth Avenue, which was right around the corner from Fenway Park. And walking up Commonwealth Avenue and over across the bridge that goes over the Mass Pike and up into Fenway Park, there are these hawkers all over the place selling two things that really bothered me. One of them, people who are trying to take advantage of the situation because of last year's marathon, the bombing and all that stuff. And then I had not seen these before. Apparently they've been around. I wish Michael Fortier were here because he's a Bostonian. He may have known about this. They're selling T-shirts that say, "This is our effin' city."
Oh, that's polite.
And not only do they some of them abbreviated, some of them just put it on the shirt.
Well, you know where that comes from, right?
No, I don't know where it comes from.
The Red Sox, right?
Yes, it comes from David Ortiz's speech the day after or a couple days after, where he addressed the Red Sox crowd, and he said, "This is our effing city," and it was kind of a big deal rallying cry for the team and for the whole season.
Really? Well, it must have done them some good if they won last night. Baltimore.
Why don't you tell the story? So you're at the game, you're cold.
And I leave.
And they're losing,
Meredith
right?
Meredith and I have been saying, okay, let's go home. And so everybody, we get up and we leave. And we heard all this, everybody screaming as we're walking down the street. Cause
they're going,
right,
Doug, come back, you dummy.
So I'm sure they went home. I went home and went to bed. I didn't turn on the television, didn't do anything. And so apparently the Red Sox went, all right, what else happened in sports, Biff, that you want to inform us about? Big news from Sunday, Easter Sunday, lots of games being played. So who's doing what to whom? Because, by the way, the Red Sox haven't done that well so far this season. And I will tell you, the seats that we had were three or four rows up from the edge of the field. Ooh. Behind home plate.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, they're very expensive. And
no kidding.
I think that when I think about it, because Meredith and I went to a game a little bit late, I think it was in May last year, and they were expensive seats on the other side, but they're about the same amount of money. And I thought to myself, when I was watching these guys last night, they were barely there. Neither team. They both sort of showed up to play the game. They played the Orioles.
Hmm.
They both showed up, but they didn't really show up, if you know what I mean. It's like, oh, I had a lot to eat today. Let's take it easy. Let's not play that hard. And they just were out there. And I think that people who have that attitude, that make that kind of money, no matter what the circumstances, whether you're playing in the snow, the rain, cold, whatever it is, you owe those people who have come and paid, whether it's the seats that we have, the guys up in the bleachers, you owe them the best game possible.
Right, and you shouldn't be taking time off when your wife has a baby, right?
Well, taking time off, that is not the same issue. No, I don't see that.
And when the home team does stage an epic rally in the ninth inning and the fans who paid for the tickets aren't there, that's definitely the fault of the
players. They've done nothing. You know what? They had done nothing to earn my respect or my attention prior to that. And I probably played, Meredith will tell you, I paid more attention to the game than I probably have paid to a game since I used to go with my son and my father. I mean, I was watching, everybody else kind of visiting. There was a jerk behind us who was trying to impress everybody with how important he was. And other than that, and the woman who, up in front of us, her son knocked the cup of hot chocolate off of the perch and didn't say anything, hardly said, I'm sorry, instead of offering to pay the $7 that it cost to buy a hot chocolate.
So they knocked it on someone and they didn't say anything?
It dropped on they knocked it on the ground. The people had been out to go to the bathroom or something. I don't know. They came back. Oh, what happened to our hot chocolate? Kid turns around, just barely says, oh, well, it was an accident. That was it. Oof. All right, anyway. So, other than the shots that you want to take at me for having left early, but the real issue for me, it seems, although they rallied, maybe you people disagree with me, they rallied toward the end, obviously, and won, but it was just a pathetically poorly played, uninteresting game. And I just think that for the kind of money they make and the kind of money they charge for to go there, they owe you the best possible.
Yeah, I mean, they could have had a fight or something. I mean, if they couldn't swing the bat.
Hustle. The old days of Charlie Hustle. Hustle out there. Hustle. Let's go. Hit the ball.
Anyway. If you were looking for a fight, you should have gone to Milwaukee. A fight broke out on the baseball diamonds.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. One of the Milwaukee players hit what he thought was a home run, so he kind of hot-dogged it out of the batter's box, only to look up and see that the ball hit off the center field wall, then perhaps I should start running. Hmm. So he runs. He gets into third base, no problem. The pitcher took exception to it and used a four-letter word that I'm not allowed to use on air, and the batter took exception to the four-letter word and threw punches. And this was not like a baseball fight. This was like a hockey fight.
Yeah.
He was legitimately throwing punches.
Really? And where did that get him?
That got him tossed out of the game.
Yeah, that's good.
One of the Pittsburgh players got tossed from the game, and I would imagine that Jen's right, that there's a suspension coming in his not-so-distant future.
That's what he deserves, right. All right, so what was in hockey that Jennifer was all worked up about?
Let's not talk about it.
Well, in hockey,
you took a
playoffs.
Shot at me. We might as well take a shot at the Kings. What a waste of time that is.
Yeah, that was not so great last night. They wound up losing 7-2 after going up 2-0 in the first period. They gave up 7 goals in 2 periods of play.
But who's counting?
Ew,
they didn't show up either.
Counting, Jen. The
so they didn't show up
counting.
Either.
You know, it was so funny. They did so well in the first period. They were winning 2-0. I felt comfortable. I knew I was getting up early. I'm like, oh, I'll watch a little of the second period. They started giving up goals. I thought, forget it. So I went to sleep. 7-2.
Right. You know who did show up? My Flyers. 4-2 winners. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Yeah, 16 past the hour. To every person listening, the time has come. Remember the old expression, there's something about the time has come for every man to aid his party? that was from early history. This is your time to improve your life, your body, and that's starting at the powerhouse of your body, your heart. That's what Heart Factors Plus is all about. Well, it was aimed at first, when it was developed, to help the blood flowing into your heart. But then somebody realized, wait a minute, if we're going to help the blood flowing into your heart, then obviously, as a matter of course, it's going to help the blood flow into your muscles, into all of your body, into your brain, which is so necessary to keep you healthy mentally, physically. So, as you think about your week, maybe you're thinking about, we had a pretty exciting weekend, and my blood pressure was up because I was doing lots of activity. This keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, not up or down, but maintains the best blood pressure possible. And so that's why you get started with Heart Factors Plus. Doug Steffen advising you to call 800-577-8560. Make yourself do yourself a favor. Make yourself a promise. Call that number, 800-577-8560, and increase your cardiovascular health. Increase the muscle flow, if you will, blood flow into your muscles. Increase your brain's possibilities and power. All through your body, the blood flows better because of Heart Factors Plus, which you get by calling 800-577-8560. It's not a real expensive. I mean, when you think about what's in it, a lot of nitric oxide, for example, the power that you get, the essence of how you'll feel after you take it. And by the way, when you help yourself to a longer, healthier life by buying Heart Factors Plus, when you call, mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10, new fish oil formula that they have. So that comes along with trying Heart Factors Plus at 800-577-8560.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
We'll focus on Ukraine and Russia in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's now 23 after the hour of the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Kenneth Kessler and Jennifer Horn. I'm looking at the fact that the story is actually at DougSteffen.com today. Include a story about Gwen Stefani, who's going to join The View. Now, what sort of...
Voice.
That too.
Voice.
Yeah.
Like The View, but more musical?
Well, yeah. The thing is that everybody's yakking about who's going to go to The View. Why Stefani? Who's she replacing? Aguilera?
Well, Christina is pregnant, and she's due in the fall of next year. So to be safe, she turned down the judging job. And instead of putting Shakira in there, they put Gwen Stefani in, and then Christina will be in the spring, which means Shakira's without a home, and I really like her.
Really? Isn't that sweet?
First world problems.
You know, I thought it was pretty interesting, the defensive information that was coming out of Ryan Seacrest, suggesting that it was his decision to stay or to leave, which is a crock. The problems that they're having at American Idol are not his. They're just the quality of the people. Whoever's producing the program does not have an eye,
right,
whether it's the people, the advice they're giving the judges when they go around the country and have the talents. They just aren't getting good people.
I'll tell you what the key is. The problem is the age. I mean, if you look at The Voice, what makes The Voice so fun is that you can have a 16-year-old who's got all the talent in the world and all the time to develop it. Mm-hmm. But then you also have the people in their 40s or 50s that don't have a chance other places because of their age. And then you start pulling for them. And that, I think that's a big deal because there's a story there. With all the young kids, it's all the same kind of deal. You know, they're all in the same boat.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the fact that Ryan Seacrest's people said, well, I'm not sure he wants to come back again. The guy's making $15 million a year as the host of American Idol. So it's not like he makes the program or breaks the program, but he's being paid as much as the most important judge or the one who's getting the most money. J-Lo, I think, is also getting $15 million. As for what is this? In essence, really, how much work is this?
I know.
A year? It's a week or two. It's a night or two a week. For
like probably 16 weeks.
16
maybe.
Weeks, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so $1 million a week. Friday.
Okay, good. If they have an opening, you know, I'd be happy to step in.
Right.
You?
No, well, it isn't that. They need a male to
be
the host.
Would you do it? That's what I'm saying.
For $15 million? They wouldn't pay me $15 million. They might pay me $5 million.
Undercutting yourself already.
No, well, but I think just the reality. When he first started, they paid him $1 million for the first season. And then $2 million for the second, and then it graduated as he went on the last three or four. He's been paid $15 million. But the bottom line is I don't have any street cred as a host of that kind of a program. Could I do it? Yeah. It's looking at the audience, it's being convincing, and it's being genuine with the people who are on stage and encouraging them to be themselves, to be their best, and looking at the audience and again, communicating that in a way that it that feels like there's confidence there. Okay, here's a big boy who's up here to give some of these younger boys and girls a little of the old, a little master, the master's touch. I think that's kind of what he's about confidence, to give them confidence and the people who are watching the show to make them confident that they're going to get the best. It would have been like the same thing I was playing last night at the baseball game. I was, every time the announcer would say, "Your attention, please," substituting for batter X is batter Y. So I was pronouncing the names. And I was sort of doing it like the guy who does the wrestling. I would spread them all out and let's get ready to rumble. So I would spread out the names and Meredith's getting the biggest kick out of it. You should
I'm
be
sure
up
the
there.
People next to you are too.
Yeah. I didn't ask them actually.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy anyhow? So anyway, I think that as far as American Idol is concerned, there's a tone that's set. It's not unlike the tone that's set on a program like this, frankly. The essence of what we do here, in fact, is to try to rally you around, cheerlead you with the stories and the news and the information that's good, and to give you some credibility as to why we feel some of the stories are tragic or of concern or a waste of time. 28 past the hour, speaking of time.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Korn and Ron Christie. Coming right up, is money really speech, or does it suppress speech in elections?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Does money really equal speech in elections, or does it suppress speech and allow folks like the Koch brothers to buy our democracy?
I think we've had here come the oligarchs and Citizens United, and even a little bit before that. The flow of money into political campaigns is really unprecedented, and it used to be delivered in brown paper bags to people like Dick Nixon and even George McGovern back in the day, and now it's being done rather legitimately. And what the McCutcheon decision does is to further validate the ability of a very, very, we're not talking about 1%, we're talking about 0.001% of Americans to have an incredibly tilted influence on the political system.
Post-Citizens United, if you look at the top groups that have given money, it's not the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers rank 18th on the list. If you look at 1 through 17, it's actually labor unions. The Citizens United decision allowed individuals, of course, corporations, to give money, but they also allowed unions to give money, and more unions have given money than individuals. It's trying to demonize individuals, the Koch brothers. It's trying to demonize Republicans of saying we're going back to a gilded age. But in my view, it's freedom of association and it's freedom of speech, and the Chief Justice and the majority are protecting here.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll be joined by an expert in the comings and goings of political problems from...
Well, thank you for that introduction.
What, you? Yeah. Well, I'm glad to introduce the fact that you managed to flee yesterday, last week, completely.
And I'm still alive and smiling. So
yeah, good for you. Congratulations. General Horn, Ken Kessler... the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the focus on Ukraine, Russia, from the point of view of somebody who's worked in the Pentagon, been in special forces, some things going on around the world elsewhere. I suppose Yemen is a place for us to focus, Sudan for a while. The world is in turmoil because there are too many people. And you may or may not have heard the conversation. If you didn't, get the podcast from Podcast One, podcastone.com, and listen to our conversation on Friday with Edgar Mitchell, who was an astronaut of some note, written a book about his travels, in a sense, but also his feelings about what's going on our planet and what we have to be doing with our space assets, whether they be private or public. He thinks we better be preparing to unload a lot of people from this planet because we can't handle another 2 billion people, which is what's going to happen here. This the population of this planet is going to increase by 2 billion in the next 50 to 60 years, and it can't handle what we have now. All the problems that we have on this planet are because there are too many people here, and they can't figure out, they can't figure out how to get along. People that are in positions of management and control, no matter what the size of the country, no matter what the country's background, can't figure out how to work and live and prosper with one another.
Speaking of they, though, they found Earth's cousins, so if we need to go somewhere, we can go there,
well,
right?
Well, there are lots of cousins to the Earth and brothers and sisters. You'll get a kick out of this if you listen to the podcast, Jennifer. The question that I had, Kenny, for him about we coming here from other planets. See, that's my theory all along.
Yeah.
And especially with the recent revelation, not only what Jennifer's saying, but there are, according to scientific study of speculation, some 800,000 or 900,000 planets out in the universe that are just exactly like the Earth. That's just they sequentially put in circumstances into a computer and ask the computer to figure out if this condition is X, Y, Z on any other in a solar system or in a galaxy, and so how many planets are going to be that'll have life like we have here? And it was like 890 some odd thousand planets. So the fact that we think we developed, or there are theories that suggest that we developed out of a single cell that came out of a swamp that became this, that, or the other thing, in my mind is nonsense. I don't care. You know, this could be blasphemy to those of you who believe in every word that's in the Bible. Believe what you want to. I'm just telling you what I think. And the fact that we came here from various other planets is the only thing in my mind that explains why we have black people, yellow people, white people. People say, well, civilization, humankind began in Africa. I've always thought that was interesting because it's of any part of this earth that is undeveloped, sophisticated thinking or whatever, it's that part of the world. Anyway, neither here nor there.
It's a theory.
Right. So anyway, the fact that we have as many problems as we do getting along to get back to the root of my question comes from the way people are, the immaturity that leads us to be trying to take control of places, whether it's planets, whether it's companies, whether it's neighborhoods, whether it's our families. And speaking of families, I want to have Kenny tell you a story now about something that happened over the weekend that is tragic and yet all too endemic as to what has gone on. And this is another question that one has. If you believe in a power greater than we are, then you wonder why things happen as Kenny is going to describe them.
Well, my 20-year-old nephew probably was drinking, got into a car with his girlfriend who had also probably been drinking. The driver had two previous felony DUIs and was definitely drinking. And at some point Saturday night, their car left the road and rolled over many times and hit a cement embankment. And two out of the three of them are now dead. The driver is in a coma.
So the girlfriend and your nephew are dead, and the driver is probably not going to live because they all drank and did who knows what. And he was, what, did you say 20?
Yeah, he was 20.
Wow.
Hmm. Your brother, tell me about your siblings. Again, who he was your nephew?
This was actually on Lisa's side. It's my sister-in-law's. My sister-in-law's boy. It was here in San Diego.
Oh.
And
so they're handy.
I would just say if you have children, or if you have nieces and nephews that live somewhere near you, make a deal with them, because some teens are going to get into trouble anyway.
No matter what, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Find
but
a way for them to drive.
And I had this deal with Panda and Reno. Call me. If you have been drinking or someone you are out with has been and you need a ride, call me. You won't be in trouble, and I will come get you and bring you
home.
Did
they ever take you up on that, Ken?
Panda called once, and she was at a friend's house, and she just ended up staying there that night.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Jennifer, this ever happened to you? You don't drink. I've never seen you in any form of inebriative state. So.
I really try not to drink and drive. I've had my moments where I shouldn't have, but that was when I was younger, and hopefully have learned a few lessons now. So, I mean,
what did your parents say to you?
I never drank when I was when I was underage. Mm-hmm. I would always wait until it was mostly. You know, it was in my 20s when I even did any drinking because I always, you know, I was kind of a goody two shoes until I was 21. I actually like followed the law.
Mm.
For the most part, you
know. What a shocker.
Go figure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. It's very dangerous. And I always wonder as a parent, since I'm not a parent yet, I always wonder if, because I think Ken's right, you need to make that offer. I know that I could have called my parents, absolutely, if I was ever in that situation. But I wonder how many kids actually take their parents up on it. That's why I asked him that question.
Yeah, I did.
You did? That was how
Yeah, when I was in high school, I think I was 16. Maybe I wasn't 16 because I needed a ride. And I was at a big party. I didn't know a lot of the people there. And it started with the band and then I don't know who else was there. It was an after football game kind of get together. And the person who was supposed to drive me home, I had seen them drinking. And I wasn't going to get in their car. Mm-hmm. And I called my dad. And he was not happy to answer the phone at whatever time that was. But he came and got me.
Yeah, there's a lesson certainly there. I've only seen my daughter really inebriated once, my son once. My daughter's been pretty good about handling and being mature most of the time. And now with either of them, there's nothing. Or my son doesn't drink at all, but that's because he had one too many when he was younger. He couldn't hold his liquor any more than I can. And he never drank hard liquor. He drank beer and got into a jam. And it scared the pants out of him to the point where he decided he wanted to help other people who had the same problem. And that's what he's been doing for
the past
10 years.
It just goes to show you, not to get really religious or push this too far, but it just goes to show you like the timing of things and what our greater purpose is. Because, look, we've all had that moment probably that scared us. Like Brendan had his moment that scared us.
Yeah.
They got to live past that and live through it. It scared them and it changed them.
Yeah.
And then you have Ken's nephew who
didn't
get that moment.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
A word to the wise and thoughts about things that could happen to you, part of the storytelling here. Back to our discussion of the planet and not being able to get along and the specific situation in Ukraine with the Russians. That's coming up, and that discussion will take place a few moments here on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then, we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure it's both simple and easy. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hey, and if you have a nasal congestion, get powerful relief. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. One of the things when I see something like that, we talk about things that are powerful and that work quickly and well. Many of you have heard me talking about this Genucel product that you put on your face, your eyes, around your eyes to get rid of the puffiness in the bags, that sort of thing. That works in 12 hours as well. Stem cell technology to rid that face of yours of unsightly bags and puffiness, even the ones that you've had for a long, long time. There is a new peptide called Isoryl, which has been added to Genucel, which makes this even more remarkable. Deep firming like you have never felt before. And you can kind of feel it going to work. You put the serum on. We've talked about how it feels not like water, not like anything sticky. It's just a very unusually healthy, soft, and silky, smooth touch that you put on your face. And in 12 hours, you will see and feel the difference. Right? Instant effects. Genucel works in 12 hours. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags under your eyes. Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Order Genucel now. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a jar of Essity Collagen Builder absolutely free with your order at 800-543-9262. And another gift, there's a new product that they have as well. It's basically the best skincare package you've ever used, and it's all direct from the manufacturer. Get your face looking the way and feeling the way you want it to. 800-543-9262. Well, I promised that we would have, I should do a better job with these things sometimes, because it's always touch and go with people like this fellow who's the expert from the Allison Center for Foreign Policy Studies, a fellow who'd been in special forces and now advises in security ways how to handle situations in the Ukraine and Russia. The fact that we have to handle them is what annoys me, and it just shows the condition, the human condition that I was talking about earlier. And then you look at what actually happened there over the weekend. Three people were killed in a gunfight in the early hours of Easter morning in a Ukrainian city controlled by pro-Russian separatists. The international accord signed at the end of the week. The war of words that's been going on between the people in Moscow, the people in Washington, the people around Western Europe and the Ukraine. It's just unnecessary. All of this stuff is about stupid ego and control and power. That's all it is. Pukin Putin wants to get a hold. He wants to be seen in history. This is all about his ego and what his legacy is. That's the same as presidents of our country in the last year or so when they basically made a mess out of things for 4 years or 8 years. They want to try to improve what it is
that people about their legacy.
Thinks about them. Right. It's all about their legacy. So in the meantime, how many people will die? I mean, you can say the same for what's going on in the Middle East, whether it's Syria. I mean, this phony Assad goes over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that or not, but somehow or other he got it in his head that he wanted to pay an Easter visit to a recaptured Christian town. So there are pictures of him all dressed in his suit with all of his advisors looking down on this town. And, you know, meanwhile, there have been hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people killed by this guy just so he could stay in power. That was what all, I mean, that you look around the Middle East, look anywhere where there are these sorts of things going on. It's the same thing.
It's phony.
It is. They're a bunch of phonies. So, and you vote for them or not. We had in the local election here in Framingham a couple of weeks ago, 10% of the eligible voters turned out to vote for the new selectman, school committee, that sort of thing. That's more than irresponsible. That's outrageous, frankly. And so there's some food for thought for it. 51 after the hour. Good day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. All of us focus on technology, and there's some interesting, I guess you would say, compelling technology news. Shelley Palmer working on how you can tell if your Android mobile device is at risk from the heartbleed virus. I have my new Samsung, Richie. Going to get it all fixed up this week.
Wow.
And use it next week when I'm with Jennifer. I'm going to take pictures of her with my new Samsung Note 3.
This ought to be an experience for us.
I'll give you a little training.
Well, yeah, okay. That'll be good.
Better have a lot of training.
Okay, calm down there, boy. All right, so anyway, Shelley, on your Android and how to stay away from, by the way, all that I know and hear is that heartbleed was over before it began. That is, any virus or any exposure you had to it, you would have known before it became even public knowledge. So, at any rate, not that you should not change your password, because probably ought to, just to protect yourself. But whatever was going to happen apparently has happened, at least from what I read. And so we move on. Anyway, Shelley's going to help you out with that in his focus just a moment here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the heartbleed bug is one of the most serious threats to online security in recent memory. Worse yet, the bug isn't limited to computers. There's also a chance your Android device is at risk. Google knows about heartbleed and is working on a software patch, but your device could still be at risk. Luckily, there's a really simple way to check if your Android could be exploited on a malicious website. Head into the Google Play Store and download Heartbleed Detector, a free app from Lookout Mobile. When you first load the app, it will tell you if your device can
contains the vulnerable version of OpenSSL, which is what Heartbleed targets, as well as whether or not the Heartbeat extension that hosts the coding bug is enabled. If your phone doesn't have the vulnerable version of OpenSSL or the extension isn't enabled, you're fine. If that's not the case, your phone is at risk, and you better be very careful about what you do until your operating system is patched. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Springtime is here, and often when many of you start eating lighter and healthier, trying to get your body into shape for springtime, are you paying attention to what you're actually putting into your body? If you are, Brian Osich has more on one unique ingredient that can help you and your heart beat better and at a healthier pace.
One way of living a healthy lifestyle starts with your diet. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum of New York's Lenox Hill Hospital says it's a smart move to choose ingredients such as canola oil that are both heart-healthy and versatile.
It's critical to keep intake of saturated fat to 6 to 10% of total daily calories and to consume a moderate amount of healthy unsaturated fats instead. That's why canola oil is simply a smart choice as an everyday cooking oil.
Although canola is often confused with rapeseed, the two crops and their oils are quite different. In fact, the FDA authorized a qualified health claim for canola oil based on its ability to reduce the risk of heart disease when used in place of saturated fat.
Research shows that canola oil's high unsaturated fat content helps lower bad LDL cholesterol. This type of cholesterol is a risk factor for heart disease.
Beyond its health benefits, canola oil is lauded as a kitchen essential for its neutral flavor, light texture, and high heat tolerance. For more, visit canolainfo.org. That's In the Know from Canola Info.
There's a bold new mystery coming to snack food aisles near you, and the question is, are you bold enough to give it a try?
Beginning this week, consumers will see three new mystery flavors of Doritos Jacked Tortilla Chips making their way to grocery stores nationwide. The fan challenge, if you're bold enough, try all three and vote for your favorite at boldflavorexperiment.com. Doritos brand, Jeff Klein.
There's nothing as bold as stepping into the unknown, and one way to do it is crunching into an unknown mystery chip with over-the-top flavor. These are some of the boldest flavors we've ever brought to market. We can't wait to see which one our fans vote as their favorite.
Klein says now's the time to become a bold taste tester.
Our bold flavor experiment is the latest example of how we're rewarding Doritos fans for making bold choices. This fall, we will bring back the flavor receiving the most votes. Until then, we're rewarding fans with daily Be Bold, Win Gold giveaways of $1,000 in gold.
You can begin voting for your favorite flavor April 29th and see official rules by visiting boldflavorexperiment.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.